day, listeners. This is Taylor McClair for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Here with me today is Pascal Sainoge, Federal MP for Bro Missisquoi and Minister of Sports, who will be speaking to us about the Hockey Canada's recent handling of a sexual assault case involving players from Canada's 2018 junior team, a case that has rocked the country, and how this case will change the world of sports for Canadians across the country, and how she plans to address issues of sexual assault and other issues within the world of sports here in her own riding. So thank you so much, Pascal, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Taylor.
This recent sexual assault case involving Hockey Canada has had an extreme impact on the hockey landscape here and sports in general at the national, provincial, and regional level. As the Minister of Sports, how have you been addressing the case and what steps has the federal government taken so far?
Well, I know that this story about the 2018 sexual assault allegation and the recent one about 2003 also has troubled a lot of people. And, even in Brunswick, our office is receiving a lot of phone calls from concerned parents and coaches and hockey players. And, you know, I think that what we're witnessing right now is a big change in hockey and the perception that people have about the hockey culture. And what was accepted previously and that no longer is, obviously, in 2022. So far, what I've done since this story came out is trying to make Hockey Canada accountable for their management of the situation in 2018. That's why I suspended the funding, the federal funding for Hockey Canada until they meet three conditions. The first one is they need to sign with the Office of the Sports Integrity Commissioner. The second one is the financial audit that we're doing to make sure that no public funds were used in the out-of-court settlement. And the third one is to submit the recommendations that they are receiving from the company that they hired to investigate, and also their plan to implement those recommendations to make sure that, you know, real culture change happens in hockey.
Okay. And what are your next steps in addressing this case to help ensure that something like this does not happen to other athletes and athletes of our future here in the country?
Well, one of the things that, the people in Brunswick are asking me or telling me, and I think that people all across Canada, is that they don't trust the current leadership. A lot of people are wondering how can the same people that were there in 2018 and 2003 in the past decade that have created this culture of silence surrounding the sexual violence. How are the same people capable of implementing real change all across hockey in Canada when they haven't been capable of doing it before? So this, you know, we're all waiting to see what the board at Hockey Canada is going to do. It's in their court right now to assess whether the people in place, the director's board, even themselves as the board members, you know, do what Canadians are asking them to do.
Yeah, and from your perspective, how does a case like this, you know, this has been circulating in the media for a while now and it's very significant. How does this affect Canadians, including townshippers? From your perspective, how will it change the landscape of hockey and sports in general?
Well, I think that one thing that can be positive out of what's going on right now is the fact that now people are talking about the hockey culture and the toxic masculinity around a lot of hockey teams. And the fact that, you know, young men and young boys, sometimes as young as 14 years old, when they're good and they want to move forward in hockey, sometimes they move away from their parents' place. And now I think that people are realizing that not only can we help these young men and young boys become tremendous hockey players, but how can we make them also responsible and great and citizens? And that's the big question, the education that we provide those young boys and men, the surroundings, the entourage, and how talk about toxicity, consent, and proper sexual behaviors.
Yes. As our federal MP here in Brome-Missisquoi, how do you plan on going about addressing cases of sexual assault or the issue of sexual assault within sports organizations right here in your riding at the local level? I'm certain that there are athletes here in the region that have experienced something like this or fear experience something like this in their athletic career.
Yeah, definitely. And I've been, in the riding quite a bit in the past few days, and I've been meeting with people from different sport backgrounds. And, you know, one thing that's really interesting in Quebec is that they have, the government of Quebec has already implemented an independent mechanism that athletes can turn to where they're facing situations of abuse and maltreatment. On my end, as a minister of sports on the federal level and for the national team, we've announced the creation of the Office of the Sports Integrity Commissioner on June 20th. So that means that all athletes and members from the public that are witnessing, you know, behaviors from athletes or that are going through situations of abuse or maltreatment in sport, they can call to that office to get their case taken care of and make sure that they're heard and that the proper sanctions or recommendations are put in place in different sports. So that's a very important piece because, you know, that's one of the things that people have been asking for. But of course, everything regarding sexual violence, the real place to turn to, you know, right from the beginning is the local police. But the fact that we're having those conversations today, I think it's participating in educating the public and making, you know, addressing the rights of athletes and members of the public so that they know where to turn to.
Yeah. And sexual assault is just one major issue that occurs. Yeah. One form of abuse that athletes suffer from. So are there other issues within the world of sports that you hope to address here in our region as well at the national level?
Yes, exactly. And that's a big challenge, you know, making sure that we're addressing the situations of abuse and maltreatment in sports so that athletes and their parents also know when they're in a bad situation, because that's the first step, acknowledging that perhaps the coach or somebody else in the environment is pushing a little bit too much and it's no longer comfortable. So making sure that the proper education is in place at all level, and that's the big challenge, because there's a lot of people doing sports in Canada and in Bonnie-Scoring. We need to make sure that at all level, whether it's community level, whether it's provincial or federal level, making sure that the education is out there and that the right tools are used by the coaches and the officials to train everybody in making sure that no athletes have to face bad situations.
Yes, and my final question for you, Pascal, thank you for being so open for speaking with us on this topic. You were mentioning how people were in our region here were calling your offices. Is your office there for support if needed? Can people reach out to you?
Well, sure. I want to hear people's ideas and solutions on how we can improve. But, you know, anybody can call our office, and we can also give the right coordinates or, you know, where athletes or parents need to turn to if they have questions about these issues, for sure. So, you know, I'm the MP in Bonnie-Scoring, and I'm here to help the population and give the services and information that people need.
Awesome. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Pascal, that you think would be important for our community to know about here.
Well, perhaps I would like to thank everybody for their support, because there's been a tremendous amount of encouragement about the actions that we're taking in regards to Hockey Canada, but in the sport culture in general, so that we can make things better. So I want to thank everyone for their encouragement and their support. I see it and I feel it everywhere I'm going these days in the writing. And I also want to salute the courage of the athletes and the people that are coming forward and, telling us their story. And I want to say to them, thank you very much. And I'm listening, and we're all listening. We're here to try to improve things and make things better and find and put the right solutions in place.
Well, thank you so much, Pascal, for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Taylor. I wish you a great day.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.